We're in the laws of Shabbos. We're in Siman Reish Tzadi Vav, which is entitled Dini Havdalah Al Hayayin. So we're in the middle of Sif Aleph that discusses some of the procedures of how one conducts themselves during the reciting of Havdalah. The Ramah tells us that the custom before the Havdalah, which we said begins with the bracha of wine, there's an additional paragraph which we're familiar with, which is taken from the words of the Ramah, Hini Kel Yeshuasi, etc., Kos Yeshuasesa, etc., Yehudim Hoysa Ora, Wasimin Tov. So the reason why this is said is it brings about bracha and it's a positive for the upcoming week. Vishas Havdalah, Yidui Nehem Bekos Vaner. When it comes to the resetting of the Havdalah, a person should cast their eyes and keep focusing on the cup, as well as also looking at the Havdalah candle that was kindled. We've discussed this custom of pouring out the wine. It says V'tam Hashvicha, the reason why we pour out the wine, or that so much wine is put into the kos that it overflows. D'amrinan kol bayis shlo nishmach bo yayin kemayim ein bo simen bracha. We want simen bracha to be found in one's home. And therefore, to pour wine, which of course is expensive, much more expensive than water, therefore by pouring it as though it's insignificant, that it can just spill out of the cup, shows that we have an overabundance of it, and therefore Hashem should give us this blessing of having such prosperity in our lives throughout the week and throughout our lives. Ve'oisin kein l'simen tov b'tchilas ha'shvuah. This is, again, done the beginning of the week, so that one's week should be found with bracha. Gam shaychin min ha'kos l'achar havdalah m'chabin bo haner. There's also a custom after the havdalah to pour out some of the wine and to extinguish the candle with that wine. And the Ramah concludes this sif by saying v'rechatin bo enav mishum chibam ha'mitzvah. That there are those people that Roichtsin sounds like they bathe. They put a little bit of wine into their eyes. Some people put into their pockets as well. Different customs because of Chivav HaMitzvah to show how much they care about the mitzvah by wishing to connect themselves to that mitzvah in a very tangible way. So the Mishnah Berurah says as follows. The Mishnah Berurah tells us, quoting the words of Yitnu Einehem Bekos, that one should be gazing upon the cup at the time of the Havdalah. Hayu hamavdil v'gam hashoymim ho'inen amein. Not only the person who's making the Havdalah, but also the person who is listening should also focus their attention on the kos. K'neishu yasichu daitam. So that one is not distracted, easily distracted. So therefore, by remaining focused on something which you can see, therefore, that's a way for you to be able to remain focused on the words as well and fulfill your mitzvah in that way. So he says that mishum ze inu shevech kodim shemas l'habracha. Now one does not pour out the wine before the bracha is said. Kedeshul yevarech tachilos habracha al kos pogim shenu mole. We want to make sure that the cup is filled at the time that the bracha is recited, and therefore, even though there may be an inyan to pour out some wine, it should only be done after the bracha is said. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, skipping a couple of lines, he says, regarding pouring from the cup, hainul achash siya. It means after you drank and you want to be able to put some wine on this plate to extinguish the candle, so it should only be done after you drank some of the wine. Shtiyas hakos tehi b'yeshiva. Not everyone holds like this. It says, ein shayisim u'min l'chadchila, that a person shouldn't drink the wine standing. It's preferable to be doing so sitting. Of course, there are those that have different minhagim, exactly what a person should do as far as drinking the wine. So that is what's brought down when it comes to making the Havdalah, that there's clearly an inyan of making sure that you don't pour the wine until after you have drank some of it. And part of the reason is also because of a form of a hefsek, that we want, as soon as you finish saying the Havdalah service, that you should immediately drink. There should not be any interruption at all, which includes even pouring out the wine. And this, the Piskei Tshuvos discusses this further, which is something which maybe a lot of people are not familiar with, or we don't necessarily do. One needs to be aware of this halacha. It says as follows: V'avshein hashaymin to'umin mihayayin. Now, the truth is, you do not have to drink from the wine, except for the person who's making the havdalah. If you're listening and you listen to the words, you answer amen, you fulfill your obligation. Now, even if you're not drinking from the wine, is nonetheless, is haru, you should still be zahir, you should be cautious. Will hasik b'dibor, o shiyishta hamabdil mole lugmov. That you have to wait until the person who is making the havdalah, that he should drink at least a mole lugmov, a cheekful, a minimum amount, and only afterwards may you talk. Obviously, part of the Havdalah service is not just saying break break often, but you have to make a bracha and drink it. And therefore, kashim shim hamavdim hefsik b'dibor, o sheshnishvach hakos lefneshisasal lo yotza ketikuna. You haven't done things properly if, as we said, you pour out the wine before you drank from it. Or a person who has made the Havdalah, if you would finish the Havdalah, just start talking and then drink, that's a hefsik. That you're not supposed to do, and therefore there's no difference if you're the one who's listening. Kamo kin hashemim yizharu bazeh. So too, if you're the one listening to fulfill your mitzvah, you also should not talk until the person who's drinking drinks the required amount. And included in this, let's say for someone who is making Havdalah, listening to Havdalah rather, in shul, and they want to fulfill their mitzvah by listening to the Havdalah in shul, immediately after the Havdalah is done, we go right into Aleinu. And if you don't have the obligation, you're not interested in being Yotzei, so that's not an issue. So you just answer Amen, you can go into Aleinu. The question is that if a person is making the Havdalah, and I listen and I want to fulfill my obligation, the truth is I shouldn't go right into Aleinu. I should wait until the person makes the Havdalah, drinks it, and then only afterwards may I speak. So that's also a form of a hefsek that a person has to be aware of.
Finish.
What?
Simply with finish.
Presumably, yeah. I mean, if you want to be yotze, yeah, you have to wait until he drinks the amount. Yeah, that's only lachatchila. So you can say, well, maybe we don't do this. B'di'eved im sochak koydim shi'as hamadu yotzei chavaso. If a person did drink, didn't drink yet, you spoke before the person drank the havdalah wine. Nonetheless, b'di'eved, you have fulfilled your obligation. V'yesh matirin l'hashemun l'daber im shasa hamadu ma'at af im lo shasa dain mali lugmov. Some people are lenient as long as you took a sip, at least began drinking, then already you can talk. Obviously, this is all b'di'eved. L'chadchil, again, one has to be careful. Again, for those people who want to fulfill their obligation in the shul, that the person who is making the havdalah, let them drink, and then only afterwards you would say aleinu. Or in your house, if you would be making havdalah, the people in your house should also be educated that they should not begin talking until after you have began drinking at least a mali lugmav of that wine.